out your VCR in the 90s, just remember to be nice to people who embrace outdated technology. In other words, be kind to those who rewind. Remember, VCR Day starts at blinking 12 o'clock.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A reversal on abortion from former Vice President Joe Biden now saying he opposes the Hyde Amendment, which prevents federal health care money to pay for abortions.
I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected rights.
He spoke in Atlanta. Some other Democrats running for president had criticized Biden on the issue. He says about his former support of the ban that times have changed. President Trump says about Republicans in Congress opposing tariffs on Mexican imports as pressure to do more about illegal immigration into the U.S.
They should be saying we're with the president, we'll do whatever he wants to do, and Mexico would fold like an umbrella.
The president with Fox's Laura Ingraham, those 5% then escalating tariffs kick in Monday if the president isn't convinced the Mexican government's doing enough on illegal immigration. The monthly jobs report is out, the economy adding 75,000 jobs, the unemployment rate steady at 3.6%. This is Fox News.
Wait a minute. Smell that? That's the weekend. It's almost here. Greg Budell, what are your plans for the weekend? What are you going to do?
Not a damn thing.
Jay Scott, I know you have the in-game chat show tomorrow. Do your co-hosts treat you okay?
They have treated me with a mixture of awe and disgust.
Emily Hayes, I know you'll probably suck back a couple of brews.
I can't suck anything right now.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what do you think of all this mess? And Rich Thomas, forget all this weekend plan stuff. What's the weather look like?
Nice segue.
Thank you. Is everybody ready to get this party started?
Release the hounds.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
It's unbelievable.
We tried. Our final hour features stupid news, our morning maroon nominees, and our grand prize winners for the week. And a conundrum before all of that happens. But we got our priorities straight here. Jay's got Emily Hayes. And it's so muggy outside, here's Rich to explain why.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Muggy outside right now. Wait till you hear the current conditions out at the airport at the end of this forecast here. I was just texting with my friend Ryan over there at Channel 8. He had some funny things to say about it. We'll keep that to ourselves. Periods of rain and thunderstorms today. Locally heavy rainfall at times. Radar is pretty quiet right now, but it'll fill in as the day goes on. And with these tropical conditions, definitely. High in the mid-80s, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, more showers and thunderstorms likely. Tropical downpours at times. Can't rule out, you know, some street flooding and some of those heavier storms. Mid-80s daytime, near 70 at night. Risk of showers continues on Tuesday, but not as many as we start to return to normal. And this low-pressure visitor starts to move out of our area slowly. Right now this morning, southwest winds at 8. That's the good news. The temperature is 81, but the dew point is a hard-to-believe 76, which gives us relative humidity. I can figure that out for you. 84% right now, and it feels every bit of it at 8:05.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
As I mentioned a few minutes back, the volume of traffic on the roads appears to be really, really light, almost as if this is a holiday-type day. Let's see what Balaki's got.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, checking out your traffic, and things look awful good out on the roadways. We don't have any real problems on I-65 headed into downtown Montgomery any longer. If you're on I-85, the traffic there is moving along at a speed limit right as well. If you're on the boulevard this morning, just watch yourself around the intersections. There's lots of folks rolling with you, but we don't have any big problems, and everything's clear on the 31s. Let's be careful as we get on into work and get our weekend started. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I don't think anybody that owns a dog is going to be particularly shocked, but this is a story that's made it to the front of Drudge and other locations. Today, it says, from Associated Press, when dog owners go through a stressful period, they're not alone in feeling the pressure. Their dogs feel it, too.
They sense it.
They absolutely do. I mean, they are immediate mirrors to whatever our state is. When we're happy, they're happy. When are we happy? Usually when we come home and we see them waiting there, you know, with the face. And Swedish researchers focused on 58 people who own border collies or Shetland sheepdogs. They examined hair from the dog owners and their dogs, looking at the concentration of a hormone called cortisol. How many, class, which one of you can tell us what cortisol is?
That's stress.
A chemical released into the bloodstream and absorbed by hair follicles in response to stress. So Emily gets an A.
Yay!
Depression, excessive physical exercise, and unemployment are just a few of the examples that can stress a human and then influence the amount of cortisol found in the dogs. So it changes the equation.
Don't give your dog hugs!
Oh, it's more.
Yeah, it's even better.
Into your dog. Your nervousness is making him psycho. Watching your levels of cortisol. He said, bow, wow, wow, wow.
And by the way, that don't hug your dogs, that's also from another study from the same organization. It said if you want to hug your dog, but sometimes when you hug them too hard, they feel threatened.
Mm. I'm just more surprised by even parodies of Who Let the Dogs Out are as annoying as...
Are you the best I can?
It's not you, man. That song's annoying.
If I was that group and that was the song that they live and die by now...
Gun to the head.
I would love to know how much they've made from that silly thing. All these songs that everybody hates.
Let's see.
I wonder
if I can find that out.
I think it's the biggest song. We used to go to the Bahamas every year for a weather conference. I think it's the biggest song in the history of the Bahamas. It really was. It's from a Bahamas group.
Would not be surprised to see.
How much money did Who Let the Dogs Out make? If there's any indication, how much money artists really make from one-hit wonders? This is a nice little article here. Let me see if I can find... Baha Men, Who Let the Dogs Out. The one-hit wonder to end all one-hit wonders.
Yes.
Who Let the Dogs Out was everything so right and so wrong about Y2K. Who Let the Dogs Out sold over 3 million copies in the United States, becoming certified triple platinum. Beyond direct sales, the record pulled in revenues from all angles. It was the theme song for Rugrats in Paris, the theme song for the New York Mets playoff run, altered as Who Let the Mets Out.
Yeah.
Even went on to win a Grammy for Best Dance Recording.
Shut up.
If there's any indication of what the record grossed during its heyday, it's the $500,000 Baha Men paid the song's original creator, Anselm Douglas. Where are they now? There was still life in the Baha Men after their breakthrough, just not so much in the United States. They had some success in the UK, but ultimately retreated back to Bahamian roots.
Yeah.
Where their Junkanoo genre...
Yep, Junkanoo band.
Served. As of 2007, the members were filing lawsuits over bad checks. Well, now we're getting into music industry territory, aren't we?
Yeah.
And being cheated out of nearly $200,000.
Oh.
Wow. I'll tell you what, for all the people that say, boy, it would be great to be a rock star and all of it, the number of managers who, Styx's first manager, they had to take him to court because he was robbing them blind.
Right.
And it was a terrible period because they couldn't sign with A&M, they couldn't do anything until they officially
because
they didn't want him to get a penny.
Oh, it is so common in the business.
Yeah, and then you know what? It's so funny. His name was Vince DePaul, but I nicknamed him Immensen DePaul because he was a big, fat slob. And I was in Chicago visiting my folks. This is about 10 years after I'd last worked for the band. And I just surfed into some revival channel or something.
Yeah.
And guess who's running the revival?
No.
Yeah. I thought, man, do they know what a underhanded...
Shyster.
Yeah, this guy really is. By the way, for stress, one place where you can go and get instant relief from stress is Infusion.
That's where I went yesterday.
Which cocktail did you get?
The Myers cocktail.
I will be going tomorrow at 10:30, and I'm going for cryo this afternoon. As the heat and humidity really start to get up there during the summer months, and you find yourself just beat to the socks because it is so hot and humid, 3 minutes in the cryotherapy chamber will immediately energize you.
Cool.
And help you get through these long days. And they can help you with other things, too. Relief from pain, weight loss. When you're in that cryotherapy chamber at minus 270 for 3 minutes, you'll do an enormous caloric burn. Joey loves it because he does a very stressful
yoga,
and he's, I guess, got some guy that's doing some personal training that really puts him through it. So he gets sore, and the cryotherapy chamber accelerates the flow of blood, and in the blood are the things that relieve you from pain. So it can help you in any number of ways. The IV vitamin cocktails can also help you because they have about 7 or 8 now that are designed to help you with stress, your immune system, weight loss, better energy, whatever you're looking to accomplish, they can create one for you. And now in their new facility, that is quite the lounge, the IV vitamin therapy lounge.
It's beautiful and it's so comfortable.
It's great to see them now in their third year. Now in their own building, Infusion used to be right across from the Baptist East Emergency Room on Winton Blum Boulevard. Now they're on the other side of Taylor Road. You turn right or east on Winton Blum. Make your first left. It's 3 buildings down. You'll see the familiar blue and white signage out in front. If you'd like to learn more, go to infusioncryoandlaser.com. Have we selected a conundrum?
We didn't like the ones that we had. I do have, however, I have the one we didn't use yesterday.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Is that one. So if you want to go with that one, we can.
All right. And this conundrum is 1 in 10 American men say they've never done this. I think we need to be a little bit more generous.
Can I see it? Because I don't remember it from yesterday.
That's tough, because I think if you put that, if you change the word that you're going to change.
You already know what I want to do, don't you?
Yeah, it's a pretty, that's a pretty big hint. How fast do you want to have this done?
Yeah, this one though, I mean.
It's already 8:15.
It's a tough question. Have never, what's... How are you going to help them?
Yeah.
I've
been involved with one of these. I don't know.
Well, first of all, we're going to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card to incentivize people. We'll have Emily deliver that message about what $10 at Seafood Bistro can get you, and I will consult with you guys on the word change I want to make.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend, Jay.
Hi.
He was a good friend today. Got me a cup of coffee. Would be an even better friend if he'd give me some gumbo from the Seafood Bistro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The gumbo. It's fantastic. And it's a great way to start whatever meal you're going to have at the Seafood Bistro, whether it be lunch or dinner, whether it's dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. You will not go wrong when you choose the Seafood Bistro.
I'm actually craving their fried green tomatoes again.
Yeah, man, those are on the specials board right now. They're so amazing.
He brought those by. I was eating them like potato chips.
It was...
Yeah.
They were mighty, mighty tasty. So get in on what...
Now I want some green egg... green...
eggs. You want some green eggs and ham?
Never mind.
I'm sure Paul could do it. Paul and Jessica can do anything from the boil bags to the big platters, the combo platters. And there's stuff for the little kids, too, so don't worry. There's something for everyone at the Seafood Bistro. Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com. Follow them on Facebook so you can stay up to date with their specials and such. Use the delivery apps to have it brought to your home or office if you're stuck at the office for work. But most importantly, get by 1651 Perry Hill Road, dine in, meet Paul and Jessica, and enjoy the atmosphere of the Seafood Bistro.
All right, you'd like to win 10 bucks of dining at the Seafood Bistro. Give us the answer to this conundrum. 1 in 10 American men say they've never worn one of these.
Okay, now that's good. That's good. That doesn't give it away, and I think it narrows it down. I like that.
I can think of several options.
Yeah.
That could be possible guesses.
All right, so 1 in 10 men have said they've never worn one.
I think this wording will also decrease the chances we'll have to pull out the torture music to get people involved.
Yeah.
272-9228.
272-9228. 1 in 10 American men say they've never worn one of these. What is one of these?
Yeah, so that's a good way to put it. And otherwise, if you didn't put it that way, I think we'd be here for days.
Well, we'd like to enjoy the weekend. So, folks, get to the phone, start calling. Maybe we can take some guesses right after the local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. New details in the car crash that killed Auburn announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula nearly 2 weeks ago. According to the traffic crash report, the 16-year-old who was driving the vehicle that struck the back of the Bramblett's car admitted that he fell asleep at the wheel and doesn't remember what happened. Lee County Coroner says alcohol was not a factor in the crash. Montgomery police say no foul play is suspected in the death of a man found in the Alabama River earlier this week. His body was found near Powder Magazine Park and Cooter's Pond in Prattville Wednesday morning. Authorities say they're working to determine a cause of death. The man's name has not been released. Governor Kay Ivey signed several bills into law yesterday, including House Bill 380. The bill now gives the governor the power to appoint a director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
18 minutes after 8 o'clock, a couple people want to take this conundrum out for size. 1 in 10 American men say they've never worn one of these. Ken.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning. Is it a dress tie?
A dress tie? That's good.
Give me dress tie, and if not, I'll take one for Father's Day. I'm sorry, that's not it.
No, that's not the answer.
Thanks for trying,
Ken. Thanks for calling.
Here is Kim.
Hey, Kim.
What's going on?
Hi.
Sorry.
Kim, you there?
Hello, Kim.
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 She must have put the phone down. We hear stuff in the room going on. Hey, Kim.
Who put the phone down?
Kim. 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 Kim.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
What?
Where Kim is she? Hey, Kim, you there?
Kim.
I read a song spontaneously. You want Let It Be?
What?
In 2 minutes.
Here's the thing. When I answered the phone, she can't hear us, but here's the thing. When I answered the phone, Newstalk, who's this? She gave me the answer, and I said, okay, but what's your name? She gave me the answer again. What's your name? She has the answer. We know what it is, and she has it right.
Oh.
But she is not there. Kim?
Kim, you there?
Yes.
There
Hi,
you are.
I'm here.
There you are. Okay,
there
great.
There you are.
What's the answer? What are we looking for?
War tuxedo.
Tuxedo is correct.
We heard you. We came to the phone, and it sounded like you were talking to somebody else. But
we were eavesdropping. We were listening.
Yeah,
to
we
every
were listening.
Word.
In. We couldn't get your attention.
Just like the government.
Your call was a lot more entertaining than we've been the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah. But congratulations, Kim. You got the answer. We were looking for tuxedo. Yeah.
And now you're going to Seafood Bistro. Have you ever been there before?
No.
You're going to love it.
It's going to change your life.
You're going to
oh,
love
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think I've only worn a tux at prom.
Really?
I have
you?
Not.
Yeah.
With I
all
have
the
not.
Things, all the Emmy Awards and stuff.
Well, you know, we don't, first of all, we don't wear tuxedos at the
Emmy Awards. I don't know.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
I mean, I've never been to an Emmy Awards ceremony.
Well,
I had a sponsor in Miami that gave me a $1,200 Italian tuxedo.
Uh-huh.
So I wore it to MC a Three Dog Night concert in downtown Fort Lauderdale on New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
And as midnight struck and I got the band to sing Celebrate, 3-2-1, Bloom sitting on a pillow, crowd gets into it, then it starts pouring rain.
Oh,
there's nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
And my tuxedo got ruined. And
no, that's why you should rent a tuxedo.
And you know who I was working for then?
That was... with for our, the buttery one?
The buttery one.
Oh.
So he still owes me a tux.
You know, I was thinking about this. Anybody that goes to a Mardi Gras ball that has to be in costume, you've got, the guys have to wear tails.
Yeah.
Like,
I've worn them at three of my weddings.
I don't go to balls here in town, you know, and that's probably why I don't get invited to balls here in town.
Oh.
And so I don't go to events that require tuxedos.
You'd look
adorable.
I think you would look handsome in one. When you got cleaned up, you looked handsome in one.
That day you got cleaned up?
You know what I'm talking about? The day that one time you didn't wear sweatpants?
Oh, my God. That's touché.
I mean, it was so much love. I'm not being hateful. I was just saying. I mean, you know how much you love your sweatpants. If they made a sweatpants tuxedo that you could pass off as a formal tuxedo, you would buy it. Tell me I'm wrong.
Remember the t-shirts that were tuxedo, you know what I mean?
Those, yeah, right. And there were people that actually wore those to occasions.
Am I wrong? If they made a tuxedo that was passable as a legit tuxedo, but out of sweatpant material, would you buy it?
I have better
That's what I thought.
All right. We are at 8:23. Bad, not bad. Good time to head down to the dungeon for a review, and then we'll have stupid news next.
Montgomery Skywatch is rolling through your 8 o'clock rush hour, and we don't have a lot of problems out on the roadways other than an accident at Virginia Loop Road and the Troy Highway, so if you're in that area, be careful and watch the emergency vehicles. That is an accident with injury. We also have a report of power lines down across a school bus on South Perry Street, so if you're headed into the downtown area, keep your eyes open for that. Traffic on the inbound routes into Montgomery looks great. We don't see any problems on the 31s. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any real problems on the boulevard this morning. Just watch yourself around the intersections. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This summer, enjoy Aladdin, Toy Story 4, a new Men in Black, a new Godzilla, a new Rambo, a new Terminator, and a new Spider-Man. It's the Summer of Sequels.
Summer of Sequels.
And if you have any original idea for a new movie, please send your ideas to Movie Studios, Hollywood, California. Thank you.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's my dad all over. Yes, he's a real goober. That's my dad all over. And I'm that's my dad all over. How did he marry my mother? That's my dad all over. And it's Father's Day time. We ask him what he wants for Father's Day. For Father's Day. He says, I wish you would. And that's my dad all over. Yes, he's a total goober. That's my dad all over. And I'm glad he's mine. I'm so glad he's mine now.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. We got to do a big shout out here.
Yeah. Why?
Because Nicole Reed, one of our listeners, is in Texas listening on the app.
Oh, that is so cool. Hi, Nicole.
And she says we have been cracking up her coworkers this week. That's great.
I love it.
I just can't tell you how cool that is.
You just made our day, Nicole. Thanks.
You did. And if you were here, we would give you a gift. Well, koozie.
Do we have koozies?
We have cups. We have koozies. Sure we do.
Yeah, for every station except this one.
Well, we've got coffee cups, a really cool coffee cup.
Those are reserved. So, Nicole, when you come back, you let us know. Hit us up.
We'll get you a coffee cup. How about that?
We will use our considerable influence to make that happen for you.
Thanks, Nicole.
A California restaurant. Oh, it is stupid news.
It is time
for
stupid
news. What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Let's start with stupid Americans. All right. Do you know that 1 in 5 Americans don't know whether they have credit card debt?
What?
Don't know if you. How do you not know?
This is according to U.S. News and World Report. There was a survey recently conducted.
Our survey said
24% owe more than $10,000 on credit card. Most consumers carry a balance on one or two credit cards, with 12% of respondents carrying debt on 5 or more. Mm. Other findings in this, 60% don't have any credit card debt. Thank you. 25% have debt ranging from $1 to $2,000. Mm. 24% say they owe more than 10. Almost half say they do not find it difficult to manage multiple monthly payments. 14% say it's moderately or very difficult to keep up with their credit card debts. 45% say they don't know whether their credit card charged a balance fee transfer. But 20% don't know whether they have credit card debt or not.
That's incredible. Oh, my God. It's embarrassing.
That's
stupid.
Jay, this will be of interest to you. You may want to talk about this in-game chat tomorrow.
Yes.
Heard here at 4 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, a new line of grooming products called Xbox Lynx.
Yeah, it's
that is said to embody the scent of a gamer.
Yeah, no, we're not going to talk about that because, you know, that's gross.
the collaboration.
The scent of a gamer.
The collaboration between Xbox and our dear friends at Axe.
That's even grosser.
Say the scent features top notes of kefir lime and winter lemon, aromatic herbal, middle notes of mint and sage.
What about
Rosemary and thyme?
Woody, I was going to say, what about like stale potato chips and flat Mountain Dew?
Woody bottom notes of patchouli and clearwood.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Okay.
And a hint of musk.
Elon.
Speaking of musk. I'm literally at the point where I can't. Are we up or down?
Up.
Good.
The green arrow says up.
The green
like
arrow.
Well, no, I'm not critiquing you. Like the green arrow says.
The green arrow says.
It sounds like a comic book hero. The green arrow.
It is a comic book hero.
It is a comic book.
The Green Arrow?
Yeah.
The doggy says, bark.
There's a comic book character called
Green Lantern.
There's a Green Lantern, too. There's Green Arrow and Green Lantern. And they're in the same company.
What?
It's not like Marvel was like, well, they got Green Lantern. Well, let's make a Green Arrow. No, DC was like, get green this, get green that, get green one of those.
Jazz cabbage.
Devil's lettuce. So basically you're saying that anybody would use this as an axle.
No, the sweet musk of a slightly mildewed basement.
Yeah. Ooh, what's happening to her hair?
She looks like Ellen, whoever that is.
No, she looks like she's trying to be the female Rand Paul.
Now, see, that's a person I can look at, like you said, Greg, that you can look at and tell people have had work.
Just explaining to people, we have TVs in the studio, and so we blurred out stuff that when stuff comes out.
And there's somebody on Fox Business who has a coif, a somewhat Beatlesque.
It looks like Peter Doocy's hair and Rand Paul's hair.
Nobody.
Mated and had...
Nobody has Rand Paul hair, but the man himself.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is.
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul Shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul Shampoo and Conditioner.
All right, let's go around the room here. What side of the bed do you sleep on, Jay?
How are you looking at the bed?
You're laying down.
Like you're
so
in?
Your right is on the right side of the bed. Your left...
What?
If I'm facing the bed, which side of it, or if I'm actually in the
if
bed?
If you're looking at the bed, if you're in the
if
bed.
If you're in the bed, do you lay on the left side or the right side?
Okay, the wall is on the other side of me, so
I'm on the left.
I'm on the right side because the wall is on the other side.
According to your description right there, I am on the left. However, okay. If you're facing the bed, standing and looking at the bed, it would be on your right.
If you're standing and looking at the bed...
I'm on the left.
I'm on the right. I'm furthest from the door.
Yeah,
husband sleeps closest to the door.
I forgot about twice today, Milberg. I should have included the middle as an option.
Wow.
If you're looking at the bed, Bailey's on the right and I'm on the left.
It was just so hard to figure out because that's one of those weird things.
If you're looking at the bed.
If you're looking at the TV, I'm on the other side.
There's a reason why I brought this whole thing up.
It's like when somebody says, don't wear white after Labor Day. Well, it's always after Labor Day.
Oh.
You are correct. And who used to yell at me for that? Oh, my God. Here's the 2,000 American physicians save this from Mr. Sandman, too.
Okay.
Here are the top five reasons why we prefer one side of the bed over the other. It's easier to get in and out of that side of the bed.
Yep.
Or it's closer to the door.
Okay.
The partner prefers the other side. Some people don't care, so they defer to their partner. Better access to the nightstand.
Yes.
We have a nightstand on each side.
Oh.
My nightstand.
I have a wall
nightstand.
On the other side.
Yeah.
Mine has all the snacks and medicines in it, though. So, better view of the TV set.
Yes.
Well, then you just sit and place your television in the right place.
Or the TV needs to be bigger.
Because
I can see it from anywhere in the bed.
Yeah. Have you ever been with somebody that will absolutely, under no way, shape, or form, consider a bedroom television?
Oh, man.
That
is
so fascist.
I didn't have one until probably 6 years ago.
Well, it's one thing if you know,
we keep it on, just it's just on.
In my adult life, it's never been I have to have one or I don't have to have one in the bedroom, because I can fall asleep to it, but if it stays on throughout the night, I'll wake up and not be able to get to
it. It has to be content that I can sleep to, you know what I mean? By that I mean
Bob Ross.
It can't be...
Rich has the latest in everything. When you lift up his toilet seat lid, there's a screen underneath.
No. So he can
stand there and watch Netflix.
I do not think so. They have that?
By the way, what if I pass it? It'll have it. We'll hear his Ring doorbell go off with an Amazon package on Monday. And 1 out of 5 people do like to sleep against the wall.
I did. Okay, so here's my history of going through beds.
if you want to hear mine, 3 to 6 any weekday afternoon.
Growing up, I slept in a... Is it the twin that really doesn't have a side? It's just you don't have enough room for a side.
Yeah, right? it's just enough room for you.
Exactly. Right. So I slept on a twin forever. I mean, I was just...
That's how I grew up, too.
It was just me. Yeah. And the twin was positioned in the corner of the room, so facing the wall was really kind of comfortable for me.
Yeah.
But I moved from a twin into my parents' bedroom after they had passed.
Right.
So I didn't know which side to go with, so I just picked the side that my dad would always sleep on.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting how we do that.
That was just the situation. I didn't go from a twin to a bed where I had to pick a side... Like a queen or a full, I guess.
Yes. I've gone the whole mattress gamut. Twin, full, queen, king, California king.
Thanks to Mr. Sandman. I
just realized if that was isolated, it's probably a really bad draw.
Just sound like you go from bed to bed.
Yeah.
Well, it is Millbrook.
And finally, in boob news...
Boobs.
Yep.
You talking about Haboob?
They are now, and this is important. This is real news, not fake news. Okay. And I'm not doing the story to be salacious.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
The BS alarm did not go off.
Yeah, but Jay coughed.
I did.
Now, we all know what a mannequin is.
Yeah.
Now there's a company called Womanakin.
Womanakin?
And they're creating a new line of CPR dummies with boobs, because it gives different chest compressions to a woman than a man because of her breasts. So it's important for people to train literally on the right type of dummy.
Shut up, dummy.
I think that's actually a very good thing.
That's why it's in the news. It could save lives. Studies have found that people are 27% less likely to perform CPR on a woman because they're uncomfortable about touching her in that region.
You ever seen Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a funny scene.
That's a movie I've got to see soon because it's been a long time.
She says, what are you doing? He says, adjusting your breasts. When you fell, never mind.
Did you ever see the movie Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid?
No.
I want to say, I don't think I have.
You kind of have
Steve
to
Martin, though, isn't it?
Steve Martin.
Yeah. It's brilliantly done.
Written by Carl Reiner.
And it's interspersed with it's really a pretty incredible film. Creativity speaking at 8:39.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
So it feels like a sauna right now. There's even been a few spots of sunshine out there, and the humidity is incredibly high. I'm looking at radar, and I see clusters of storms down to the south of us in Florida, out to the west of us in Mississippi, and our radar, which is quiet right now, will come alive later on today. Periods of rain and thunderstorms. Not going to rain all the time. As a matter of fact, there'll be a lot of dry weather interspersed, but locally heavy downpours at times, with a high today in the mid-80s, low tonight around 72. In fact, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, more of the same. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Tropical downpours. Can't rule out a few flooded streets in some of the heavier storms. Mid-80s at daytime, near 70 at night. Risk of showers. Yeah, I suppose there could be a few left over on Tuesday as well. This thing will be reluctant to get out of here, this low-pressure trough, if you will. And then by middle of next week, gradually we start to get back to somewhat more normal weather. Right now, 81 degrees at the 8 o'clock hour. Southwest winds at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 76. That's why it feels like a sauna here at 8:41.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Well, we're about at the point in the month where power bills are going to start arriving.
Yeah,
and are
God almighty.
Yeah.
They've already come. Well, and I got a talking to from the husband. I got the, hey.
I'm surprised that anybody can give you a talking to. I know I wouldn't.
Well, he said, hey, you got to help me with the AC.
Or else it'll be once a day.
Stop it, Rich. Stop it. He said, babe, power bill's $176. you got to help me with the AC. And I took that to mean I can't have it as cold as I want all the time.
I can't either now.
Yeah. Well, okay. Tell husband.
He's listening.
About Masterphone.
Yeah.
Masterphone can cut your power bills by a third during this hot weather because it is the ultimate insulation. In a very simplified experiment, take the same temperature coffee, pour it into a styrofoam cup, and pour some into a paper cup. You'll be able to hold a styrofoam cup for an unlimited amount of time because of the way styrofoam traps that heat. In a paper cup, it ain't going to be too long if the coffee is really hot.
Right.
So spray foam from Masterphone insulates your house and lowers your attic temperature to about 80 from about 130 or 140 on the hottest summer days. So they can do it in existing homes, and this will pay for itself because you should see a drop in your power costs of about 30%. If you're in the process of building or designing a home, you should call Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM and make sure that house is fully insulated by Masterphone, because folks that have that will save about 50% on electric costs. When the attic temperature is 80, your AC doesn't have to work as hard or as often, thus to reduce power costs, but more importantly, reduce stress on your system so that it's not going to burn out and you're going to have to replace that at thousands of dollars. So this helps you in a multiplicity of ways. Just as effectively, it helps keep your house warm in cold weather because it doesn't allow the cold air to penetrate the roof. So call Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM. This is real insulation. That stuff you roll in the grooves of your attic is not. Masterphone. 802-FOAM or online at master-foam.com.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at your morning traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have any hassles on the interstates. The boulevard is moving along pretty well for a Friday morning, just slowing down around the intersections, and we don't see any troubles on the 31s. If you're headed into the downtown area off of I-85, you might want to turn right on Union Street or one of the streets before you get to Perry Street. Apparently, there is power lines down across the school bus in the first block off the interstate, so be careful there. Watch where you're going, drive safely, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, our friend Nicole Reed in Texas heard the shout out, and she says now our co-workers want to listen to us all the time. Y'all,
I saw that. That's nice.
That is wonderful. Thank you, and by all means, check in from Texas anytime. Mm-hmm. It's 8:44, our Morning Maroon nominees coming up, and the final Emily segment of the week when we give a... What? Did I...
No, that's just my oh-my-gosh face.
Oh, I thought there was more to it.
Yeah, I thought I did something wrong.
You always do something. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I get that look from a woman, I usually have.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home, so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Bye!
Friday, a brilliant gala where Marguerite's and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. You want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, Bo Goodson at charter.net.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On June 7th, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Prince.
Congratulations, it's a boy. What will you name him?
The baby formerly known as Fetus. Prince, a star is born.
At 8:49, let's bring in former Secretary of State, thankfully, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Dumb. Dumbest of the dumb. And we're going to start in guess what state?
New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico, Florida. Check this out. This is almost hard to believe. Two newlyweds and four of their wedding guests were arrested on the wedding night for breaking into an elementary school after the ceremony.
But why would they do that, Greg?
Alcohol.
These are the questions you ask.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, there's got to be a lot better options than breaking into an elementary school on your wedding night. I mean, you know what you're supposed to be doing on your wedding night.
Yeah.
And not in an elementary school. Where are you honeymooning? Oh, at Flowers Elementary. Come on. You can't do that. So they're nominee number one. Now, if you want to run an undercover operation and use a business front that nobody's going to notice, well, the perfect solution is to open up a VHS store.
Of course.
Who's going to notice something like that? That's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. Police in Georgia raided, probably is the only VHS rental store left in America.
I was going to say, are there?
In Gwinnett County, they were watching the store since January. They noticed a lot of customers going in and out, but nobody seemed to be bringing in VHS tapes.
Oh, that's...
That's the
suspicious.
First sign.
That's suspicious.
Yeah. So they raided it and found out that it was actually a front for a gambling ring.
Oh.
And then our third nominee is from Glasgow, Scotland. I've seen Ariel Scotland, by the way.
Oh, bully for you.
Named Kira, who decided to wax both of her armpits ahead of her upcoming vacation. But she chose the wrong kind of wax.
Oh, no.
And ended up gluing her armpits shut. Yeah, the you know, she just didn't look carefully at the label. Man. So, anybody ever have a super glue experience?
Well, we've all had super glue on our fingers. And
right.
And,
yeah. Some people have gotten it out of finger and then touched themselves somewhere else. And
oh, I see what you're saying.
But this is, she did the whole armpit. So they had to take her to the hospital where doctors had to very carefully use a combination of heat and very sharp surgical knives to release her hairy armpit. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
Go ahead, pick one.
Me pick one?
Yeah.
I go back to the elementary school because you've got...
Why did they pick an elementary school?
What boneheads?
Yeah. That is pretty dumb. And very, very disrespectful.
But, I'm good on that one.
Okay, so we'll give it to the newlyweds.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Multiple. All right, the... prize awarding Emily segment is coming up in just a moment.
Yes.
Another business, Gesundheit Rich.
Thanks.
Another business we're proud to have had as a sponsor on this show for many, many years. Great people. Louis Long, are there really Louis? I did that once on Miami TV. I went to businesses that were named for somebody to see if there really was a Michael or a George's, you know, so-and-so's shop. The Lewises, it's a family business, and they are just absolutely...
Walking to Frederick's of Hollywood. Where's Frederick?
Yeah.
Where's
Victoria?
Yeah.
And what's her secret anyway?
Yeah.
But at Louis Lawn, there are the Lewises, and they're two of my favorite people I've had the privilege to know in my time here in the River Region. And I'm so happy that they've announced their expansion. They now have more showroom space. They've been able to introduce a line of tractor-style mowers that they were not able to carry before. And, of course, they continue to carry the great lines in outdoor maintenance, mowers, blowers, pressure washers from Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa. They carry all the steel products, products that last. But when products need maintenance or service, you bring them back to Louis Lawn because they have a full service department behind the scenes to keep whatever it is you purchase working. When you go to Louis Lawn, look up Chad Sasser. Chad is the guy that tracks all the various manufacturers. They're all top brand names. Some have special monthly incentives or rebates. He can tell you who's got what. Got Haley at the counter to help facilitate any service needs that you might have, and that team behind the scenes that keeps everybody's stuff working, because the pros need a Louis Lawn. They can't afford to be down for days at a time waiting for stuff to get fixed. And you'll get the same consideration as a do-it-yourselfer that the professionals do. Louis Lawn, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Their number, 244-9191.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed competently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Yeah.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
But it's not that one, it's this one. Make sure you go to newstalk931.com and click on the Marguerite's banner so you can get registered to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond valued at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's. Put your full name in and then keep listening because we'll start calling names on Monday. And if we call your name, then you can be qualified to win.
Here's another Emily segment on That's News good. Talk 93.1.
This is the final Emily segment.
That's when you guys are supposed to cheer.
Sorry, I couldn't react.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and now's the time of the week where I pull out a poker chip with a number on it that corresponds to the callers that we've had this week to grant you awesome prizes and such. Up first is a $25 gift certificate to the Capital Oyster Bar, courtesy of Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. Buying, selling, or just wanting to share memes, Eddie Bader is your guy.
God bless Eddie Bader.
God bless Eddie Bader. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let me give a dramatic drum roll.
Thank you, drummer.
All right, first number is 34.
Billy K.
There you go, Billy.
You got a
$25 gift card to the Capital Oyster Bar, courtesy of Eddie Bader.
Try the
Goodson Group.
Try the deep fried scallops.
Ooh.
With sauce tartare at Capital Oyster Bar.
You go on a Sunday, you can watch some really great blues.
Yep.
Yeah, they do have live music on Sundays as well. Next up, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tower and Auto, a full service on your vehicle for absolutely free.
Goes to caller number one.
Holy cow!
One.
Don R.
Donner. The Donner Party. Paging the Donner Party.
Donner Party, party one.
Don won Don Duncan's.
Oh, the do run run. Don won Don Duncan to do run run.
Who was the group that did that? The Marvel Lads? What was the silly band?
The do run run.
The Crystals?
It was the Crystals. I think you're right.
I love alliteration.
It was done by, it was a Spectre song. It was a Wall of Sound.
Once their hit days where they let themselves go, now they're known as the Crystal Meth. Now our grand prize. What?
What's our grand prize?
I didn't say anything. What's the grand prize, Greg?
A Clark's Club membership worth $159. It's like winning money because they'll come out, tune your system, and make sure it's running efficiently so your electric bills aren't so, you know, high.
What an idea.
Number 10.
Number 10
is Warren G.
Shut up!